This call is being recorded.
Hello, and welcome to the Reach for the Law podcast. I'm your host, Rich House. This week, we had Valentine's Day, and we all know love was in the air. But you know what I love? I love talking swimming. That's right. Today, I'm joined by Andrew Foos, the head coach at James Madison. Andrew is in his 10th year coaching at Madison. In that time, he's amassed 6 district championships for the boys, 4 for the girls. In his background, he swam 1 year at the College of William & Mary and then got into the wonderful world of coaching. And in 2012, he was named Washington Post All-Met Coach of the Year. Andrew, welcome to the conversation.
Thanks, Rich. I'm happy to be here.
Right on. So we've been watching, Reach for the Wall has been watching your season unfold through the dual meets and into conference and now regionals and now the states. How has the redistricting that the VHL has gone through, how has that had an impact on Madison's season?
It certainly changed our expectations because, you know, we're used to a much different district with Liberty District where we had 8 teams, and now we're in a district with only 5. And so, especially dual meet, not so much, didn't change a whole lot, but that district meet was a lot different than I'm used to, where there were a whole lot more of my swimmers making top 8s, whereas before, you know, top 8 was a really big deal when you had 8 teams competing for those spots.
Right.
So that was a little bit of an adjustment as far as expectations go as to where my kids were going to land up and what kind of score we could expect to earn. But from the regular season perspective, is, you know, pretty much the way we've had it before. We were successful during the regular season. Our kids swam well. It's just sort of getting used to new coaches, new teams, new rivalries. But it was fun. It was an entertaining experience.
Right. That's good to hear. So last year, your girls were first and your boys were third at conference. And then again, you had that at regions. You know, and you were able to follow up at states where your girls took first and your boys improved to second. This year, you're riding the wave right on top. How is the team's mindset going into states?
They're pretty excited. They're really excited. The girls are in really great shape, and we're so deep this year. We're very fortunate in the not only just the quality of the swimmers and divers we have, but just the number of really great swimmers and divers. So they're pretty excited to show people what they can do. And then with the boys, they're very, very excited about lining up against some of these sort of legacy teams in the state, the Langleys and the Oaktons and the Robinsons, and getting to go against them head-to-head and see where we stack up. It's going to be a very close meet on the boys' side, and they're pretty focused right now on just going out in prelims tomorrow morning and trying to get some top 8s where maybe they're not seated in that area and try to lock points in. So there's hopeful anticipation.
Good to hear. And that's kind of a good spot to be in. I know a lot of teams, you know, almost would rather be the underdogs going in, you know, and fight things out. But it's refreshing to hear that, you know, you guys, both squads are pretty comfortable, you know, being in the position they're in. That's great.
Well, and the key word, too, is, you know, and I'll give credit to one of our captains, Jack Galbraith, and he sort of summed it up pretty well, which sometimes even coaches need to be reminded of what's important. And, you know, I'm anxious about how they're going to do, and I want them to do well, and I think the team is a great group of guys and girls who deserve good things to happen to them. And you know, so I get worried about points and all that kind of stuff, and Jack looks at me and says, but we're just supposed to have fun, right? And I said, yeah. That's right. You know, let's just go out and have fun. And if our very best is good enough to win, then that's awesome. And if it's not, then what am I going to do?
Right.
You know, I'm going to be upset because we did our very best and there was someone who was better. I mean, I can't be upset with that.
Not at all.
Our mindset is in a really healthy place, which is just go out, have fun, race some kids. This is all supposed to be fun anyway. And let's just throw it down and see what happens.
Awesome. You know, a lot of teams, when they get into these championship scenarios, whether it be football or basketball or what have you, they throw on the metaphor, hey, we're one family, we're going in this together, we're bonding. You know, at Madison, I was looking through your roster. That's not a metaphor. I mean, you have so many family members on the team.
Right.
How does that, you know, how does that contribute to sort of the leadership roles that people take and, you know, sort of how people can be outspoken?
Well, it helps with our culture because kids come in knowing what to expect. And you know, and it's true, we do. We have a lot of siblings who throughout the years, who have come in and come out, and so their younger siblings come in, and they know that it's a team-oriented approach. They know the cheers. They know the kids. They know the history as they come in. And, they, you know, in some cases, they've been watching their brothers and sisters in meets, and they're sort of already invested when they walk in the door. So that helps a lot. And but I would say, too, that, you know, we do, like every team says that, and maybe we're not any more special than anybody else, but our kids do have that sort of family mentality, I think, in part, because they swim with each other over the summer so much, too. And so I see kids like Patrick Colkin and Cole Dyson and Kyle Wu, who are three of our best boys. Right. They've been swimming Lakevale summer pool since they were 8 or 5 or some crazy number like that, you know? So they know each other so well that, you know, I don't have to worry about how to set the relay. They can tell me sort of how they feel and where they think things belong based on their feel for each other. And they do, they all work well together. They hang out together. We go out to dinners together. Yeah, they're always in it as a group. So, like, you know, another example is we had probably 15, 20 kids watch dive today.
Oh, wow.
And Oakton was about the only other school that had kids to watch, you know, because they care about how each one of the other kids is doing and performing.
That's really great. That's a special feeling. And
yeah.
Truthfully, I mean, a lot of times you don't get that in the high school, you know. You see it on the football field or in the basketball court, you know, because those are sort of the marquee. And then when they go off to college, you know, you really have that sort of atmosphere where, you know, you get students from all walks to be able to come in and cheer their friends on. So it's really nice to hear, you know, that atmosphere already exists where you are.
Well, and the other thing that we do, to be honest, that's different is that we don't differentiate our kids. So we don't have separate region t-shirts or state team t-shirts. You know, we've been very consistent for as long as I've been here that there's one Madison swim and dive team. Yeah. And so every kid still feels connected, even though they may not be swimming at states. They recognize they had a role to play in getting us here, either by encouraging their teammates or pushing them in practice or, you know, giving them a hand up when they needed something to get them motivated. So, you know, that atmosphere really, I think, makes a huge difference for our kids.
Absolutely. And I've heard, you know, this other saying, and it especially applies in the individual sports like track and swimming, where, you know, individuals win races, however, teams
right.
win championships.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, and again, you look at our team, and that's the only way we ever are successful at states for the boys and for the girls is that we just roll huge numbers of people because we don't win. Last time we were we won the region in 2012, we won 0 events. You know, we just had numbers.
That defeat. Yeah.
You know, and so we had way more swims than everybody else. Just we're finishing 6th, 7th, 8th, and they got first places. Well, it's at the state level, that's hard to overcome. But so, yeah, I mean, we've been sort of family team for as long as I've been here because we've always lacked the superstars until this year with the girls, the first time where I can reasonably expect to win events.
Sure. Yeah. And you know, speaking of superstars, you have quite a few on the girls' side. You have some pretty sensational sophomores in
yes.
Elizabeth and Anna. And I think, you know, Elizabeth really making some huge breakthroughs,
yes.
you know, coming into this championship season.
Well, she's been great. Elizabeth's been great because she's a good sport in that we put her in the 50 and the 100 for regions and states, but because of where people wanted to swim in districts, Madeline LaPorte wanted to do the 500 at districts, and so that meant taking her out of the 200. And I looked at that and said, well, golly, I'd really like to score some points in the 200 freestyle. So I asked Elizabeth to jump out of the 50 and put her in the 200, and she never batted an eye. She said, absolutely, I'll just go in and do it. And she swam great, you know. And so she really was a good sport in getting shuffled around. But yeah, her and Anna Keating have had unbelievably great seasons for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, and on the boys' side, you got Jack that's going to be going head-to-head with Mr. Grimm.
Yes.
You know, again, that's going to be some great showdowns.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I mean, Jack's really got a number in his head he wants to hit this weekend in his back and in his fly, and I'm hoping he gets there because he deserves to get those goals. He's met every other goal he's ever set when he's been here, so I think he'll crack 50 as his goal, and I think he'll do it.
That'd be great. Awesome.
Yeah.
So going into the swim meet tomorrow, who do you see as your biggest rival?
On the boys' side, it's Langley. It's a very, very close meet with Langley. If you look at the seeds and you look at the numbers, and, you know, they're basically, it's a five-point meet.
Yep. I did that. I got it scored at 4 points, but
yeah, I mean it's crazy.
That's
close.
Awesome. Yeah,
I threw after dive because we dropped one spot and they picked up. They stayed where they were at. So you know it's 4 or 5
yep.
points, 6 points. It was crazy close. And then you know Oakton and Robinson have some very talented teams, and as we showed at regions, you know 35-point lead means nothing.
Right.
When it comes down to it with prelims and finals and locked heats and, you know, it depends on who shows up tomorrow morning. On the girls' side, you know, our girls are just so good. We have so many and we're so deep that we're going to have to do something really bad to not
right.
win that
meet. I see you got 15 girls, you know, with the ability to score, and the next closest is Oakton with 12. And
Yeah. You know, but having said that, Oakton's got a very talented team, and they're pretty young. I don't think they graduate a whole lot. So they're very talented. Yorktown is incredibly talented. They've got this one freshman girl who's just incredible. And so they've got some real talent coming up, if not this year, then next year. So we've got some very competitive meets brewing for well into the future, I think, between those three schools in particular.
Yeah, that's great. And as you're saying with the redistricting, are these new rivalries that you're getting into, or are these old foes that you've gone against
in
the past?
I guess it's sort of an old and new. It's kind of, you know, with Oakton, they're new to us. I mean, we may be 8/10 of a mile separated, but that might as well have been 100 miles as far as competing with them, because we never saw them in regular season meets really to speak of for most of my career here. And then, honestly, their girls were so good, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years
yeah.
ago, up and, you know, and we weren't at that level. And so it's sort of a new rivalry for us to be able to compete with them. Yorktown, we never competed with them until 4 years ago when they redistricted 2 times ago, and suddenly they were in our district. And so they're sort of a new old rival. Well, I'm used to, like, the Langleys and the McLeans of the world more than Oakton and Yorktown, as far as on the girls' side. On the guys' side, it's always been us and Langley, right? Us and Langley,
yeah.
back and forth for years and years in districts. And it was one or the other, and it was always close on the boys' side. So I'm used to swimming against them. Oakton and Robinson are sort of new rivals, but it didn't take us long to acclimate to wanting to beat them pretty good.
Understood. Now, and I imagine a lot of your guys and girls you know, compete or train with some of these
right.
other swimmers, you know, on the club teams and that kind of thing. I'm remiss. Do you also coach on the club side? Or
I do not.
You do not? Okay.
No. I like the team aspect of high school way more than the individual sort of aspect of U.S. swimming. And there's a place for coaches in all of those areas.
Yes.
But U.S. swimming is not where I belong.
Gotcha. So do you have a lot of dialogue with their individual coaches to, you know, try to convince them to let them rest a little bit?
Some, not really. You know, I see Greg York a lot on deck, and I've known Greg forever. And so,
yeah.
you know, we'll sometimes chat back and forth. Dan Jacobs at Machine, his daughter's on our team, so that helps. So I'll see him after meets at dinner and say, hey, Dan, what's the plan for our kids, you know, and can we make Langley work real hard tomorrow at practice? But, but you know, that's the challenge of high school swimming, is that those guys have a job to do just like I do,
yeah.
and we have different seasons and different goals. But in fairness to them, they've always done a good job of recognizing that our kids and really all their high school kids do want to do well at states and regions. And so they do sort of prepare them to the extent they can while keeping in mind all these March national championships that they have to do.
Absolutely. And it's a good timing, you know, for you guys to have your state meet, because again, it allows them,
right,
you know, 3 to 4 weeks to, you know, build back
right
up and then taper back down. So yeah, hopefully.
I'd love to have it 1 week. Yeah, really, yes and no. Like the state time, I wish we had, wish we did not have that week in between. That 2 week break is hard between regions and states for us. But yeah, I mean, as far as for club kids, it works out well.
Understood. Yeah. I was going to ask, you know, if you noticed a bit of a lull in that week in between, or are the kids super antsy during that time to keep going?
Yeah, it's sort of a crapshoot. It just sort of depends on the kid, because there's sometimes when you look at the prelims at previous states, the kids from down south always do great, you know, because they're coming in right off the region meet and they're tapered and they're excited. And then, you know, the guys from Northern Virginia, it's a mixed bag. It's really hard to sort of recharge yourself. That week of rest where you're not super anxious and there's no stress, like it's hard to get cranked back up again. So it helps or hurts. It depends on the kid.
Yeah, and I guess it also allows you to let some guys heal, because I guess you had a swimmer at Regions that, you know, had to leave early for sickness, and you know, either you, during that week you get to heal from the sickness, or you introduce new sicknesses. Hopefully, new ones.
Well, we had both. Yeah, we had two kids were sick with flu, one boy, one girl, and they gave it their best. Man, I give them credit. They were warriors. Go out for prelims, do the very best you could, try and get in the top eight, try and hold it together for finals. But, you know, at some point it's just not worth injuring kids to try and win championships. And so they said, look, I can't go, which I totally respect.
Right.
But they're healthy and they're in great shape.
Good.
Last week, a couple of kids who didn't have the flu got a little bit of a cough, but they all look great and sound great from the last week that I've seen them at practice. So we're ready to roll.
Fantastic. So speaking of that, which race, if you had to pick one or two races, which ones do you think are going to be most fun to watch?
I think the 50 freestyle is always fun to watch, period, right? Because it's so close. Everything's so close. It's the consummate crapshoot. You can go from first to fifth to 15th in a heartbeat. And you can go from 16th to first, and God knows what's going to happen. So that one's always exciting to watch. I think on the girls' side, really, I think the two free relay is going to be real fun to watch, because at Regions between us and Yorktown, holy smokes, what a race, all the way down to the wire. And the four freestyle relay was real close to Regions too, and you know, we're talking about touches at the wall.
Yeah.
So those two races will be a lot of fun to watch. On the guy side, I think that medley relay is going to be really entertaining, depending on who swims in those relays for each of the teams and how they decide to shuffle their lineup.
Right.
I think that was going to be really good. The two free and five free with the kids from Langley and Oakton are going to be very exciting. You know, you could watch that 500 come down to a touch.
Yeah.
Cosmically unfair to work that hard for that long and then lose by tenths of a second, but it is what it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, and that's what makes our sport so much fun, right?
Right. Right, because you never know. You know, you miss one wall, or some kid hits a flyer one day and suddenly he just gets the feel that he never had before, and all of a sudden he's dropping time and God only knows what's going to happen. So
sure. Or are they getting that mindset, you know, I'm going to go out as fast as I can and God help anybody that tries to catch me.
Right. That's right. Fly and die. And yeah, I mean, we've seen it all, right? In the 200 IM for the girls at Regions, where the young lady from Yorktown just busted out this crazy first 100 with her flying back, and she's like six body lengths ahead of Anna Keating, you know. And then you go, whoa, this thing's done. And then all of a sudden Anna catches up to her at the turn for the freestyle, and it's just a dogfight all the way down the pool, and they hit the wall and it's a freaking tie.
So, I know, incredible. 201.72 or whatever it was. Yeah,
no, it was unbelievable. So I mean, you never know what you're gonna get.
That's right. Very exciting. And what do you think about seeing Cassidy Baer come back and try to
get back to good form? Yeah, to be healthy again. She's and that butterfly race will be very good between her and Lexi Cuomo. Yeah. That'll be very exciting. So it's nice to have the very best kids back in good health, you know, and seeing where they stack up with again, some of the best kids in the country, really. I mean, the number of All-Americans that come out of this thing are just astounding to me every year.
Yes. No, and it's, again, I haven't had the opportunity since we've been involved with Reach for the Law to actually make it to one of these meets. And the reason being is I'm a coach on the USF side as well, and, you know, I'm actually going to be at a meet this weekend. So I'll have to watch from afar, through Meet Mobile or something and, you know, sort of cheer you guys on. But
the Virginia or the NFHS, National Federation of High Schools, I think they're actually televising it.
Oh,
you're
great.
Supposed to be able to watch it online.
That I will do, without a doubt. No, that's very cool. Yeah, and I think one of the races that I'm going to key in on for you guys is, you know, it could come down to this the very last relay.
Yeah.
Your 4x100 boys for the title, going head to head with Langley.
It could. And I'll tell you, I mean, Langley's got a great lineup. They've got some really fast swimmers. And our guys, you know, if we're healthy, we're going to go right up toe to toe with them, and we'll see. I mean, that's the one, to be honest, regardless of how the race turns out or who is competing against them, I've been waiting for this race and this meet really since October when I started looking at what I thought we could accomplish. Because, you know, our school record was set by three All-Americans and a young man who was really close to being an All-American. We were talking Sean Fletcher and Robbie Parker, Adam Pennington, three of the best swimmers we've ever had. Our group of guys tomorrow night, not one of them is an All-American in the 100 freestyle, and yet they might be able to break that school record, which I thought you could might as well put in gold.
Right.
So that's going to be pretty exciting to see if they can pull that off, because that'll be a pure team effort. Absolutely. Yeah. But they could do it. And if they do it, they might just beat the Langley team, and it could be that's 6 points, man. That's a huge switch.
That's exactly it. Absolutely. And I'm looking at, you know, the state record and the All-American, you know, automatic time, and whoever wins that relay, I think, will probably take both of those down as well.
Yeah, you know,
it's
going to be exciting.
Yeah.
I think that's right. It's within our grasp if we can do it. But, that's a 12-point swing, man. That's a huge deal. So it could come down to that. We'll see.
Yes, sir. And that is why we swim the neats.
Absolutely.
So great. Coach, thank you again for taking some time out today. I know would you have diving finals coming up, or are we done for the day?
Yeah, we're done for the day. We had Sam Duncan was our male diver. He finished third. Maddie Gross qualified for dive for us. Unfortunately, she got injured last week at club dive, so she can't compete today. But she's a sophomore, so we'll get her again next year, and we'll get to watch him again.
Very good. Very good. Well, best of luck tomorrow. And
thank you.
I will be sure to tune in to NFHS. Is that correct? NFHS online?
NFHS. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Very good. And I encourage anyone listening to this podcast, tune in as well. You will not be disappointed. Some fantastic swimming coming out of Northern Virginia. Coach Foos, again, thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.